Well, hello there. Team Seaborg getting logging another step for developers journey. I'm here right now at Charles de Gaulle Airport in France. In Paris, to be exact. I was there for the weekend visiting a family, and I stumbled upon a friend whom I met in at university. He was on his way to our university with his little sister, because she's interested in following our steps and doing the same studies we did. And following with this and that, I started thinking about the advices I'm trying to give right now. So I've been tackling the soft skills bandwagon for a while, and this is the idea behind Developer's Journey. What I'm getting at right now is when I applied for different universities after my baccalaureate for high school, I was accepted to go in various ones. So a few universities were doing strictly CS degrees. A few ones were a bit more general, and the one I ended up going to and studying at is probably the most generic one. It's called Polytechnic Studies in French, and it's really a mix and match of all kinds of engineering materials, starting with a lot of mathematics and physics, and going up all the way to one, which was called then an option, which is a specialized last year, which was for me CS and especially complex systems, complex IT systems. But if I hadn't chosen this path, which prepared me very well for the soft skills things are trying to say right now. So we had at that university a lot of communication, a whole bunch of project management. We had not politics, but a bit of a profiling. This Briggs Myers personal profiles. We learned about this. We went into law and how you create a company and how you manage a company and all that kind of stuff, which absolutely not apply to or directly apply to technical studies. And we also had two languages in addition to French. We had some writing classes, so it was very diverse, and this prepared me very well for this soft skill stuff. But if I had gone to a very specific university, would have I learned this stuff? How would this have prepared me for the life as an engineer that I'm living right now? And basically, how am I to teach this or bring it up to people who would have followed those kinds of footsteps? So this was the big question of my my weekend, asking myself this and seeing how that would work out. So I'm still gonna think about this. Maybe you have ideas. Maybe you can send me a couple of hints and tweaks or your thoughts on this. I would really appreciate. On another I was thinking I will be in France around my university again in March, so I'm gonna try and ping the leader of the studies of the guy who is creating the program, etc., and see if I cannot go there and talk with some students. I had a chit chat with current students, the one doing the entrepreneurship. So they have created a company in the school, in the university, and they are doing some pre-consultancy over there and had a really, really nice chat with them. So I guess I'm going to try and go there and talk with them about this. That would be fun. So we'll see how this works out. A lot of things to think about again, which is great. So this is it for this update. Hope you enjoy it. And don't hesitate to contact me and start a discussion. Take care. Bye-bye.